Welcome to the Classical Jukebox. Good morning to you. The time is now 10:54. I'm Daniel Vnukovsky here in studio in our beautiful Collingwood studio with a very special guest. It's Michael Ney. He is the founder and current director also of a very strong fundraising event. Come to Blue Mountain on February 24th, the beautiful hills of Blue Mountain, which I can often see outside of my window, for an action-packed day and night of recreation. It has some exhilarating outdoor thrills, warm music, great food, great spirits, a great way to bond with coworkers, clients, friends, family. Everyone is welcome. And we welcome you, Michael. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Jukebox.
It's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us the history. You've been with this organization from the inception. What was the idea, and how are you making all the magic work this year?
Well, we're trying to make the magic work. It's not an original idea by any stretch of the imagination. They've run a 24-hour race in Aspen for a good number of years. The difference there is it's two people, so you can imagine the grind that goes on with just two people for 24 hours. But I was living and working in Montreal when it started there 23, 24 years ago with a guy by the name of Simon Saint-Arnaud, and Jacques Villeneuve, our world-famous Formula One driver Montreal. They came up with the idea of staging this 24-hour race. It took Simon a couple of years to get it going. They've been running that event now. This past year in December was their 23rd season of
a
running.
A testament of the great success when
Incredible.
The community gets together
Incredible.
And makes this work. So what is it? Tell us in a nutshell.
As the title basically says, it's 24 hours on hill skiing, but it's a relay. Mm-hmm. So it's not that you're out there by yourself for 24 hours. One member of your team, and teams are up to 12 people. So ideally, you'd ski for an hour, take a break, come back, ski for another hour, and your commitment to the program would be complete. And then it's just a relay. We put a timing chip on everyone so that it's the number of laps that are recorded.
Okay,
is the winner. But you mentioned at the beginning, it's all about the fundraising.
Right.
And in this case, it's for Special Olympics, which operate over at Blue every single weekend down at the South, and for the Collingwood General Marine Hospital.
Excellent causes, absolutely. And you also have, for those who don't ski or snowboard, you have a fun run-walk category.
Right, and
that's that.
We had that a few years ago with one of our major sponsors. No one on the sponsor at that point skied, but they still wanted to be actively involved. So they said, can we put this run-walk component together? And we said, absolutely. So we've tried to revive it again this year. It wasn't part of the program last year because of that relaunch and with the pandemic, COVID, et cetera. But we're trying to get it going this year again.
Okay.
If it's not successful, if we don't get a number of teams, then we'll just delay it for another year, but for certainly in 2025.
I'm speaking with Michael Ney. Check out more information if you'd like to register, if you'd like to visit our beautiful mountain here, Blue Mountain, on the 24th and 25th of February for the charity run. The website is 2424hbluemtn.ca. I'll say that one more time, 24hbluemtn.ca. So it's 24-hour Blue Mountain with shortcuts. I'll mention the website again in just a few short moments for anyone who'd like to register, learn more about what this is all about. But it's 24 hours. So there's
hours.
You're going all the way through.
There's no
that
break.
Night.
The weather doesn't interfere or impact us. Starts on the Saturday morning at about 11:30 with we have the Beaver Valley Pipe Band to pipe the Honor Guard and the Special Olympic athletes down to the stage. There's a brief opening ceremony, and then at as close to 12 o'clock as possible, the siren sounds and the athletes, the participants, run to the main chairlift. We hold the chairs so that we utilize all six chairs for about 2 minutes to get everyone to the top. Then we have Smart Aleck, which is one of the better runs at Blue, completely dedicated to our program. And we ski for the next 24 hours.
Terrific. What an event. And there's a fun draw coming up, isn't there also?
Yes.
For anyone who registers now.
Register now, and there's a chance of winning one of the gorgeous chalets over at Blue Mountain for a weekend. It doesn't have to be this weekend.
Wow.
Full weekend. It's a weekend of your choice. So we'll simply put you in touch with the good folks at Property Valet. They'll, together with you, if you're the winner, and as far as registrations go, pick the weekend that you want.
Wow. And that's for anyone who registers, simply by going to the website, registering now, and the draw will be held at the event.
Maybe not at the event, but close to
the event.
Close to the event. We'd love to do it at the event.
you have enough on your mind.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy weekend.
Absolutely. Well, it'll be very memorable, life-enhancing, just a terrific, memorable experience for anyone who participates. Check it out now at the website, 24HBlueMTN.ca, and register, check out what's going on there. Any other thoughts you'd like to share with us, Michael, while we have you here? What's the goal? How much are you looking to raise?
We'd like to raise $250,000 this year.
Okay.
You know, that the year of COVID kind of put the brakes on everything, and we relaunched last year. But $250,000 is the target.
Yep.
Shockingly, Tremblant this year in December raised $7.6 million.
Oh, wow!
So that's you know, that's a lofty target down the road. But you know, as I said, they've been running for nearly 25 years now. Hopefully, we'll get. Oh, to some of those bigger numbers.
You've planted the seeds for an incredible run. I look forward to a number 7. We'll be back in this chair next year.
Exactly.
I'm sure you'll beat that number with the success you already have. How many participants are you expecting?
We'll probably end up with about 350 participants, which is a good jump from a year ago. And a friend of mine just called this morning, as a matter of fact, and say, hey, I've joined the team with FEL Motorsports. FEL Motorsports are a group of guys that I know from motorsport background.
Okay.
So they've joined it, and they're excited about it. They were with us a couple of years ago and were dropped out last year because of other commitments. But the calls are starting to come in. We're excited about the number that we're getting.
Good. Fantastic. All the best to you. Good luck. Wishing you much ski camaraderie on those slopes this run. That's February 24th and 25th. Blue Mountain is hosting its 6th edition, the 2024 edition of the 24-hour Blue Mountain Team Relay for Charity. Very important causes, as we mentioned, both for the hospital and Special Olympics. Check it out at the website and register now. 24HBlueMTN.ca. 24HBlueMTN.ca. All right. Thank you, Michael. So glad you could share the excitement with us. And we'll be speaking again soon.
Great. Thank you, Dan. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Here is a little Haydn. Another spirited finale this time. Another Allegro for your Thursday Allegro broadcast. It's from the Symphony in B-flat. We have the Toronto Chamber Orchestra.